The line out front of Phoenix Stadium, University of Phoenix Stadium. I called it Cardinal Stadium earlier. I got scolded on that. Don't the Cardinals play here?
I can't keep track of all the name changes.
You can't even say football anymore?
Super Bowl. If you paid the money it took to mount that name on that stadium, you'd want it right.
Well, it says University of Phoenix.
Phoenix Stadium. Outside of Gate 2, where the entrance is, the line starting to form. Gates will be open here in just over 20 minutes. So if you've got a home improvement project or you're heading down, it's a great, great day to cruise around. The entire floor is packed. I mean, it's one side to the other. So there's probably nothing that you can't find for your house, home, castle, or cabin. If you can't make it, you can always call in at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Dan is next online. Welcome to the program. Tell us what you're working on, sir.
Hey, guys. Sorry about that.
That's all right. Good morning.
Good morning. We're looking at buying a house, and probably about the 2,500 square foot range. A lot of them are flat roofs, and then they have the low ceilings. So we've been trying to think of what it would cost to take off the roof in this block construction home, basically a rectangle, and put a truss roof system on that would be like a 10 or 11 foot high ceiling inside.
So we're going to come in and we're going to remove the entire roof system. Probably has a lot of electric running through the rafters there.
Yeah.
We're going to raise the masonry wall a foot or two. And then we're going to set trusses to give you a 2 foot higher wall plate all the way around.
And maybe even 3 feet. It's pretty low in some spots. They've actually.
Hey, man, if you had to take the roof off, put a whole second story while we're at it, man. Go up 5, 10, 12 feet.
Well, the problem we have is, like, the house, they've lowered the ceilings in the kitchens to include can lights and enclose the ductwork. And it's one of those updated houses that weren't really updated very well. But we like the neighborhood. We like the lot. We like everything else. It's just we're willing to put a couple hundred thousand into it if we have to. But we just want to have an idea of how much is going to be dedicated to just that part and how much we'll have left over for everything else.
Well, I'm thinking how much it costs to put up a freestanding garage. I'm thinking how much it costs to do a room addition. And I'm trying to think how in that frame of reference would relate to this. I don't think you're going to be able to do that on 2,500 square foot for any less than $40 or $50 a square foot. You're probably going to be at close to $100,000. Do the air conditioning units, are they roof mounted?
They are.
Yeah, I mean, we're changing ductwork. We're probably changing any plumbing that's running through the rafter system. We're moving electrical. We're raising all the sheetrock. We're refurring it. We're putting the new roof on it. Just in the 3 minutes or 4 minutes we've been talking, I'll tell you, you could clip yourself to $100,000 pretty darn quick just getting that raised interior ceiling area.
Okay.
At which point, you might as well just do a whole house remodel.
I'm sure. Yeah, we've looked at a couple that we'd take everything back to the bones and do that, but then we've looked at some where they're nice enough that the price doesn't justify that much work for how much we had into it by the time we were done.
Right.
Based on what our budgets are. But it's like a 1975 house in the Scottsdale area that's not new, but it's nice, and my wife likes nice and new. So we're trying to find a way that we can accommodate both but still have kind of an updated construction that we're accustomed to.
Yeah, the great thing about those 1970 masonry homes that were built all through Arizona is that they've got good bones. They're a great product to start a remodeling with. The dilemma with them is we never built them over an 8 foot plate height. That was a huge mistake on us, the builders. Have to bear the burden of all of those beautiful ranch style homes, 8 foot. The windows are all at 7 foot. So seldom do they even take in the views that are available there. In the masonry homes around Scottsdale, you could be looking out to the west and see Praying Monk and Camelback Mountain, look off to the northwest and see Mummy Mountain, and all those little bitty windows are just 3 foot by 4 foot, little sliders tucked in at 7 foot high.
And I missed it. Was that the reason we need to do it, or is Dan like 8 foot 6 inches and he just needs a taller ceiling to clear walking area?
It's just a shame on all those masonry ranch homes that he, you know, that's exactly what he's going to be dealing with. You know, maybe he takes a strategic part of the house and raises it and puts a another option, Dan, would be instead of raising the plate height, go to a vaulted rafter system that you actually have a vaulted ceiling inside. So the plate height still starts at 8, but you vault up to a 10 or a 12-foot peak in the middle of the room. That can do a lot to make a home feel bigger and capture some more light and some more outside visual space without the expense of raising the masonry up a 3 foot band all the way around. That's new collar ties, that's new rebar, that's new bond beam, that's everything.
And if it's exposed masonry or slump, it's going to be hard to get that match. You're going to have to paint it or do some kind of color treatment to the outside, which now creates maintenance for it, which up till now you haven't had to do anything for it. But there is going to be some color. This color, so vaulting would be a great option. Good suggestion.
Keep looking masonry. Those masonry homes in Scottsdale, you're close to everything. You're in good, solid neighborhoods. I mean, you're looking in the right area. That's one of my favorite parts of the whole Phoenix metro area. So, good luck, man.
Anything can be done. It's just
man, boy.
What's that cost word? He could dig down 2 feet. That would give him a high.
No.
I'm just kidding.
You know, reminds me of the project we did in Paradise Valley 15 years ago where the homeowner wanted a master bedroom closet addition. And she said, well, as long as we're doing a master closet addition, let's put a basement under it. And as long as we're putting a basement under it, let's make it a 2,000 square foot basement. You know, so that was the most expensive master bedroom closet addition I've ever done. But it's like, it's that scenario. While you're here. Since you're here. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about on our website. There's only one place in the world you can find what we call the Arizona Staycation, and it's at rosieonthehouse.com, sponsored by Sanderson Ford. And we draw a winner every month. And the winner gets to pick where in Arizona you want to go spend it. We talk about building in masonry homes. We talk about living in masonry homes because it gives you the time, rather than fussing and fretting over your cracking stucco and the caulking that you need to be doing. You have a masonry home. It's as close to maintenance-free as it can get, so you can go enjoy Arizona. I would love my legacy to be that the buyers of Arizona forced home builders away from the silly sticks and stucco system, and we get some builders getting in here and start building with masonry again. That I would love that to be my legacy for all of Arizona homeowners who could then enjoy their homes and enjoy the great outdoors of Arizona. You pick where you want to go in Arizona. We work with our friends across the state to try and provide the lodging for you. You get to go to Sanderson Ford and pick whatever car you want on their demo lot. We've had people win that live in Tucson, that live in Sorita, that live in Casa Grande, that live in Payson. You can win wherever. Just get to Sanderson Ford, find out what cars are available, pick the car. Jennifer gives you a gas card so you don't pay one dime getting to where you want to go. We find out where you want to go. We'll get the lodging and the food taken care of, and you've got a 3 or 4 day vacation within the great state of Arizona. It was an idea that was born by us to try and drive up and recover the economy of Arizona. If everybody would just buy local and stay local, this little economy recovery would be even quicker than it currently is right now. So it was our economic engine, our idea to get it started. It's been a lot of fun. Jennifer, you run the whole thing for us. The feedback we get from the people that get out there and do it. We had a couple just recently do the Grand Canyon. Another couple recently did the Lake Havasu again at London Bridge.
Yep, go all over the train in Williams. They've done Copper Queen down south.
Down in Bisbee, that's right.
A couple of bed and breakfasts we have as well. And we just drew this week Miss Rose.
Jolo. Didn't we have someone go skiing at sunrise?
Yeah, we did. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Deer Antler Resort. You have a winner now?
Rose. Her name is Rose.
So she's our newest winner. We'll just we'll get to find out where she wants to go. We'll package this whole thing up for her.
She just got her phone call this week, so we're waiting to see what she would like to do.
You go to rosieonthehouse.com and register now. It's the Arizona Staycation right there on the homepage.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Linda wants to talk about cool decking. Welcome to the program. Tell us about your project.
Well, I've got about 2,000 feet of cool deck on my back patio, and it's starting to look real bad. It's got, like, hairline cracks in it, and I guess you got to paint it and repair it. So I've gone on the internet and just totally confused at this point. So I was hoping you might be able to tell me what the best product is to use, how to seal up those cracks. Do I roll it, the paint on? Do I spray it on? What would be the process to take care of that cool decking?
And you're looking to do this yourself?
Yeah.
And what part of Arizona are you in?
Goodyear.
Goodyear. Well, the closest Marvell, what would that be?
75th Avenue in Peoria?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right in there.
A little farther north. I would strongly encourage you to get to a Marvell. And, you know, if you like the cool deck, you can keep that. That's certainly an option. There's a lot of great acrylic products that you can do much more decorative. It gives you a lot of patterning options. It gives you more color options. It gives you a much more modern look. I would take a look at those. Cool decks, it's a used look. maybe a burned out look, maybe is what I
the cool
I'm
deck
for.
The cool deck refinishing products I'm familiar with actually roll on with a paint roller. The ones I'm familiar with, the acrylics, they trowel spread on, mm-hmm. they squeegee apply on. Some spray on, so there's lots of different variables. But the actual cool deck refinishing product that I've experimented with and played with was actually a roll-on with a paint roller.
And that would definitely be the most economic way to go about it, for sure.
And then you've got the expansion joints in the cool deck. We call that white cap. You can get new white cap to make your joints look new again. So you can do it. Get over to Marvell. They're the ones that will carry the products you need.